Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. Today on this special Piano Jazz, we remember singer-pianist Shirley Horn. Ballads were her specialty, and when she started singing, you couldn't help but be overcome by that velvety voice and her slow, dramatic phrasing. Shirley was also a brilliant piano player, and when she accompanied herself, well, it just didn't get much better than that. And I was lucky enough to have her on Piano Jazz in 1990.
Shirley, you've got a wonderful new album out on Verve, and it's doing great, isn't it?
It really is, and I'm so excited about it.
I love it. It's on I understand it's number 5 on the Billboard
chart. With a bullet.
What?
With a bullet.
With a bullet?
Yeah, I don't know what it means, but it's supposed to mean something good.
Well, how does it make you feel? Is it the first time you've had something like that?
Well, the last one, Live at Vine Street, made it to number 5. And I didn't really scream and jump and shout. You know, I don't know how to feel about it, really. I'm grateful that people love my music.
Well, maybe you're going to find out how to feel very soon with this one, because maybe this will go up to 4 and then 3, and then maybe this one is going to go right up to number 1. Yeah. At least I sure hope it is.
I do.
I think what we really should do, before I go on babbling away here, I would just love it if you'd do a tune from the album. Sing and play one, will you?
Okay.
What's this going to be? Which one?
But Beautiful.
Oh, I love that tune.
Love is quiet or it's mad. It's a good thing or it's bad.
You know, what never ceases to amaze me is how you play those fantastic harmonies, like against your own singing. And I want to tell you, really, I just envy what you do. But behind yourself, it's so amazing because you kind of sing notes that are not in the chord, and it's really wild, at least it is to me, because if I was singing, which I can't do, of course, I would probably go off key or wander away or something. But it's just so natural with you, obviously, it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's so, like second nature. You know, I've been asked so many times, what do I love most, the singing or the piano? Well, the piano came first, but now, you know, it just fits together, you know, like potatoes and gravy and bread and butter.
Peaches and cream.
That's right.
But, you know, either you told me or somebody told me that when you were a kid, you played and practiced a lot and stayed at the piano for hours, and that was it your mother that bribed you to stay away from the piano?
Oh, yeah. She said, please, you know, do something else. You know, don't play the piano anymore, because it's the only thing I wanted to do, you know. And
it's funny because I was the same. In fact, I remember sitting in our so-called drawing room in the wintertime. Yeah. It was freezing cold. And I would play by the hour, and I could hear my mother and father in the hall talking. Yeah. And he's saying, is that what she does all day? Doesn't she ever do anything else? And I can sort of hear this, but I'm still going on, you know.
Right, right.
And I didn't really have a teenage life for that reason. Yeah. I just loved to play.
No, you know. I remember sitting in my grandmother's, we used to call them parlor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And nobody went in the parlor, right? There was a piano there and the beautiful furniture and what have you. But Mom, I called my grandmother Mama. You know, I'd always go there as a child. You know, I just remember, it was very cold always, you know. And Mama used to say, let her play there, you know. And that was my interest, you know.
You know, I was just thinking something with you having such a success with this record. I hope nobody tries to stop you playing and say, why don't you be a stand-up singer and get away from the piano like they did with Nat Cole? And you're not going to let them do that to you, are you?
Never. Never.
Good. No. I'm so glad to hear that, because that's an integral part of the whole thing.
Yes.
Incidentally, I can't wait to hear another song. Please, how about doing something else from the Verve album?
Okay.
All right.
This is called The End of a Beautiful Friendship and Just the Beginning of Love. Yes.
Great.
This is the end of a beautiful friendship. It ended a moment ago. This is the end of a beautiful friendship. Your eyes told me so. Like sister and brother, until tonight when we looked at each other.
You know, when I hear you play, I wonder if you ever played with a big band, because the way you comp, it just sounds like you might have been with a bigger group than, you know, a trio, which is what I've always heard you with. Is that true? Did you?
A long time ago, I used to play with a big band.
Where? At home?
In Washington, yes. Bill Potts, maybe you know.
Bill Potts, of
right.
course.
Yeah.
Of course.
I was the only broad in the band, right? And
what a thing to say. They were lucky to have you.
It was so much fun. But that's the way I feel. I hear it. I hear big band in my music. I hear a lot of times I'll play something and I'm looking for some help, like maybe 18 pieces or so, and I'll roll, you know. That's coming, and that's the only way I can express it, you know. But I hear big band.
No, it really comes out that way. In fact, I was sort of leading up to something, Shirley Horn. I'm thinking myself, wouldn't it be nice if you and I would do a duet, and then I could actually get to play a couple of choruses. You could comp for me, and I can comp for you, and the people don't know what comping is. It's accompanying. I guess there's one or two people out there might be scratching their heads and saying, what is comping? But most of us know. So how about if we try Isn't It Romantic?
Okay.
In the key of C?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Save America's Treasures, a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Parks Service, Department of the Interior, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.